Thanks for ruining my vacation, Ripley.
Well, I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun.
It just doesn't matter!
Are you two heading for Las Vegas?
Yeah. We're gonna score.
Boy, I sure wish I was going with you. You got a helmet? Oh, I've got a helmet.
There are a whole bunch of big movie releases this weekend. Are you wondering what you should see or if you should even bother? I mean, it is the baseball playoffs, people. But some of you are movie people. River Guzman is film critic for Newsday. Of course, he talked with John Hockenberry about two of the week's biggest releases.
So we've got two big movies this weekend, that is for sure. Birth of a Nation, which is a remake of an incredibly controversial, legendary, I don't know what you'd call it.
Well, they've borrowed the title. I wouldn't call it a remake. Yeah. It's really, yeah, in some ways, I would call it a
correction.
A correction, exactly. Yeah. This is the story of the slave rebellion by Nat Turner before the Civil War in Virginia.
Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he has purchased with his own blood.
Exhort servants to be obedient to their own masters, and to please them well in all things, not answering again.
You were bought with a price. Do not become slaves of men.
A lot of passion there, a lot of biblical references there. Does this work as a movie, or is it a sort of plodding historical depiction of a period of history?
No, it's an extremely powerful and obviously very brutal film. And that scene is where Nat, who was a preacher who was originally hired to go around the South calming angry slaves, sort of realizes what he's been doing and realizes what his role is and what he has to do, which is lead this uprising. Tragic film, very powerful, great characters, really well directed. You know, Nate Parker, kind of out of nowhere, an actor that people were dimly aware of, but suddenly he comes out as the star, director, and co-writer of this film, hit of Sundance, strong Best Picture Oscar contender. It's a great movie, very worth seeing.
Unlike the original Birth of a Nation, controversy precedes this film, but it has nothing to do with the history and it has nothing to do with the depiction. It does have to do with the sort of background of Nate Parker. Does that affect anything?
Nate Parker was accused of rape as a college student, and the victim, the woman who accused him, later committed suicide, and that has been a real problem for this film. I don't feel like it's necessarily relevant to the viewing of the film. It didn't necessarily take me out of the film, even though we do see the aftermath of a couple of rapes in this film. I do wonder how much of a problem that will be for Nate Parker once the Oscar campaign season gets going and he's out there on the red carpet and trying to publicize this film.
When Barack Obama went on his Martha's Vineyard vacation, he took the book The Girl on the Train to read. You think he's going to see the movie?
I wonder. We all read that, sort of the scene as the follow-up to Gone Girl. Here's the movie with Emily Blunt. She plays an alcoholic woman who thinks she has seen a murder.
I saw her from the train. She was standing on the deck with this man.
Was her husband Scott Hipwell?
No, it wasn't him. This man was different, and they were kissing.
Wow, that's pretty coincidental, isn't it? You just happen to be on a train at the same exact moment that a woman you don't know but somehow recognize is cheating on her husband?
I know it sounds crazy.
Neighbor saw a drunk woman in the vicinity of her house Friday night.
Is that Allison Janney?
That certainly is. She plays the detective, uttering my favorite line in this movie, "That's quite a coincidence, isn't it?" Which is a line I think you'll be repeating yourself throughout this film. I don't know what President Obama felt about the book. I felt it was nicely written, but pretty stupid. And I think in this movie, without that nice writing, there's nowhere to hide. And I think the characters, the coincidences, the sort of ridiculousness of the plot all come to the fore. And I found it to be a pretty preposterous and needlessly sexed up Hollywood thriller, I'm sorry to say.
River Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Have a great weekend and good luck, and have a wonderful time out there at the Hamptons Film Festival.
Yes, I'll be enjoying myself. You too, John.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.